The North Carolina Historical Commission will soon decide whether Governor Roy Cooper can relocate three Confederate monuments from outside the state capitol. This effort is the first full test of a 2015 state law that was expressly designed to make moving these monuments nearly impossible. But as James Morrison reports, that 2015 law, like most laws, has a bit of wiggle room for legal interpretation.
Heather Redding will tell you that moving a Confederate monument in North Carolina is like moving a mountain.
Right now, it feels like the mountain would be easier to move.
Redding is with the community group Hillsborough Progressives Taking Action. That group is helping students to relocate a Confederate monument known as Silent Sam from UNC Chapel Hill's campus. Redding thinks she's found a weakness in North Carolina's Protection of Monuments, Memorials, and Works of Art Act. The State Historical Commission has to approve any monument relocation, but the law doesn't define who can and can't petition the commission.
I don't think the monuments law was written with the intent of community members petitioning the historical commission, but it also doesn't say that we can't, and no one seems to know who has the legal right to petition the historical commission.
Redding isn't the only one looking for loopholes in the laws that protect Confederate monuments. Many states in the South have similar laws with similar provisions and exemptions. A common exemption in these laws is that if a monument poses a threat to public safety, it can be relocated. Adam Lovelady is an assistant professor of public law at UNC Chapel Hill.
Typically, when there's a provision like that, it means that the building inspector said, oh, this arch is about to fall over. But given what we saw in Charlottesville, given what we saw with protesters in Durham, some questions have come up. Well, what about the safety of individuals around the object?
Shortly after a deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville last summer, Baltimore's mayor successfully used a public safety exemption to remove three Confederate statues. Governor Cooper says UNC Chapel Hill could also use a public safety exemption to relocate Silent Sam, but the UNC leadership disagrees. Cooper is currently using a provision in the law that allows monuments to be relocated in order to preserve them. Lovelady says that provision was most likely intended to preserve monuments from natural elements and decay.
But again, questions come up, especially with regard to what happened in Durham. Is there a need to move an object to protect it from protesters, to protect it from vandalism?
That provision's also open to interpretation, and there's no case law to establish a precedent. And while Cooper is hoping for a favorable interpretation of the law, leaders in other states are circumventing their monument law entirely. The city of Memphis bypassed the Tennessee Heritage Protection Act by selling two public parks that house Confederate monuments. Van Turner is the director of Memphis Green Space, which bought the parks.
They sold both parks to us on December 20th for $1,000 each. And we immediately removed the statues.
But a crafty legal maneuver like this has consequences.
I can't think of a word bad enough to describe what they did.
Frank Powell is with the North Carolina chapter of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. His organization is suing the city of Memphis. It's also amassing a legal fund to fight efforts to relocate Confederate monuments. Powell's group is prepared to battle Governor Cooper in court if he successfully relocates the Confederate monuments outside the state capitol.
Well, the law is very plain if you read it, and it states that all objects of remembrance, which is what these memorials are, cannot be moved except under special circumstances, and none of those circumstances have been met, so his petition is unlawful.
The Historical Commission expects to decide in early June whether to grant Governor Cooper's petition to relocate the monuments. The attorney representing the commission says its decision will be the final word, but detractors say any decision still has to be approved by two-thirds of the legislature. And that's just one more area of this law that remains unclear. James Morrison, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.